鐘が welcome to Kuro's Hawaii Show. This is your DJ Kuro here, and we're basically having another show tonight. I just gotta remember for next week that it will be an hour later for me, probably the same time for all you guys, because Hawaii's just that way. So this is the final time I get to present at 8 o'clock my time, and next week will be 9 o'clock my time. Just as a little side note. How's everybody doing? Right now, you know, I gotta also remember that just before I even do the shout out for the official listening party to JP at Radio, I gotta remember that number one, it's not Speechtronics anymore. It is irc.jphip.com. The room is still the same at .jphip. As usual, I usually start off with this particular song, Read Japan's Ashita ga Arusa. Or actually, well, either that or the Gomaki and Yoshi version of that same particular song. Ooh. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Or maybe lower the volume. tonight's show is basically two things. The Muten Musume's new single that came out this past week, and other stuff in relations to what you can do online and what you shouldn't do online. Those two are gonna come up in very sequential manner, so be prepared. As just sort of an opening thing, you know, we actually had rain. It's actually been raining the past 2 days here, and it's actually getting quite cooler, and I think I mentioned last week that, during Halloween, it usually rains. It's just one of these blessings where just telling you that if you're gonna go somewhere, better find some cover or not you're gonna be gnawed by rain. Can't help it sometimes. So I'll go into my next set to set up, I guess, the first rant for tonight. First of two rants. Many people know what two rants are, you just don't know which one I'm going to start with. So, if you guys have any suggestions to which one I should start with, i.e., Ops knows which one I should start with, you know, hint, hint. But, this is what happens when you try to write out stuff or what has happened. So, hey. You just move along. So we'll just start off with a little bit of, I guess you'd say, to the Hawaiian music, and then we'll move on to the Hello Projects. So be right back.
Kachi music makawau, where the children love to sing, and the music joy it brings. Everybody does their thing. Play the music up in makawau, where the ladies love to dance, and the men they take a chance with the sweetness of romance. Everybody get together, they clap their hands and sing this song now. Feel the rhythm, feel the beat, playing loudly down from
nobody does their thing. Better music up in Macau. Where the people love to dance, everybody takes a chance with the sweetness of romance. Everybody get together to clap their hands and sing this song now. Destiny Caribe.
Called Bruno Mars alongside Gang to the Zilla.
You know me?
Standing at this liquor store, whiskey coming through my pores, feeling like I run this whole block. Lotto tickets cheap, yeah, that's why you can catch me here trying to scratch my way up to the top. Cause my job got me going. I'll take one shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow. One shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow. Cause 68 cent just ain't gon' pay the rent, so I'll be at it till they call the cops. Cause my job got me going nowhere, so I ain't got a thing to lose. Take me to a place where I don't care. This is me and my liquor store blues. I'll take one shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow.
I'm flying high like Superman and thinking that I run the whole block. I don't know if it's just because pineapple kush between my jaws has got me feeling like I'm on top. Feeling like I woulda stand up to the cops and stand up to the big guys, because the whole of them are saps. All the talk, them a talk, and employment no drop. Enough ghetto youth cannot escape the trap. Voice of the one called Bruno Mars alongside Gang to the Zilla, aka DMA Junior Gang Mall. Yes, sir. You best believe.
Welcome back to Curls Hawaii Show. First song we played was Willie K's Kachi Kachi Music Makawao, and then Bruno Mars' Liquor Store Blues featuring Damian Marley. Okay, yeah, where should I start with this? Okay, was it a couple days ago? I'm not was it yesterday? Oh, oh, the person you talked to. I'll just define it as a couple days ago. And first thing was I remembered a while back we wrote Ops wrote a an article about manipulating the numbers. Which was what the thing was called. You know, basically, fans out there, particularly maybe Walter and whatnot, you know, they have a tendency to write, you know, they have the tendency to buy a lot of CDs or singles in general. You know, the honest truth is that I wouldn't expect so many, you know, looking at the numbers that are being sold, you know, not one person is picking up one. I would think particularly they would pick up, you know, quite a few along the way. And we wrote this, well, he wrote the article, and, you know, after kind of reading it, probably the best way is to... Oh, I just realized that. Whoops. But the one thing that that was brought up was basically how do I put it? How into better words? Yeah, kind of hard to. Really define anything. How can I really put into this description? Okay, now he wrote it out, and basically, you know, really the truth of what fans are gonna do, and I think many people do, is that, you know, they do not buy just one, they kind of buy, you know, a lot more, and maybe the best way is to, you know, buying. Yeah. I'm trying to lay the foundation here. No, well, you know, they buy more than one. And, you know, and you look at the numbers in general, the thing is, you know, honestly, it is inflated. You know, not everyone would buy one. And supposedly, at another website, at International Volta, one of the writers used the article as an example. Unfortunately, it was on the AKB single Beginner. From the first week, it sold 700K, and they used the article as a way to prove that, you know, I wouldn't say 700K actually bought one of, you know, one. I would think that many fans are probably grabbing, you know, they're kind of grabbing off the shelves, you know, which is usual. I mean, no, the usual, but, you know, what you learn is that, you know, they won't get one. They'll kind of get more and more, especially with what, HP or AKB has in their singles, which is, I think, voting tickets for AKB, from what I heard, and, you know, they have, like, event tickets to go to stuff in, you know, wherever area they gotta go. And, you know, the guy innocently put it that, you know, this is being the honest truth. And basically, you know, people started to, let me find a very good word, think that the truth is, let's find that word, untrue. I guess they believe that, you know, he's an AKB hater. But, you know, I know, you know, honestly, I've had some, a little bit of, you know, the opportunity to, ban. I haven't really bad about it. I think it's just there's some questionable stuff along the way that they've done, and, you know, business wise, looking at it, you know, oh, you know, I mean, success don't last long, especially in the girl groups in general. You know, you think about how long they will last before they will meet their demise. And I think on how they read the article, saying that, you know, using, I guess in the reference how they used it was that, you know, AKB's numbers is inflated, and, you know, it directly offended, you know, a few people out in there, and they put it out into, you know, put it online, and people commented, and Ops was there to support his, well, I wouldn't say support his argument, basically protect what he was trying to say, which, you know, particularly, it wasn't particularly aimed at AKB, because he said in an article that, you know, he was basically one who did it for Nancho de Renai, which was, I think that was the one that was, I'll keep it as a few. I don't want to blow this out of proportion. But I think particularly, I think it was the Nancho de Renai, Sini, that was against Ayu, that was the competition. The illiterate. Yeah, the illiterate. Yeah, they kind of read just what was on the surface and never read through the whole article itself. And I think people, you know, if they do, you know, I think that is it. But, you know, he wrote his own experience to it. So, you know, you got to kind of understand. And I think I was there to witness it. I couldn't buy because I was already broke already. I've been broke for a long, long ass time. So, but, you know, they did have a competition against IU for the single. So, you know, people just ended up trying to buy. They're just trying to figure it out, though. They're trying to figure it all out. And, you know, reading some of the comments, I think that they felt more offended. I mean, reading the comments, I think they're offended by the fact that, you know, they don't believe that they are, they're only a few getting a lot. They want to believe a lot is getting few. Or maybe, you know, maybe getting one. But I don't see, even in my honest opinion, I don't think 700K, I don't think 700K people actually bought one CD. And I, you know, I would probably say there are more than, you know, there's probably about millions and millions of fans out there. I don't think they just bought one. They just had to, you know, I mean, especially out in this, you know, this society today, you know, you're just buying it and you're basically just going to share it because, you know, that's the only way people will figure it out because, you know, we're not all rich. So, you know, we'll find a way to get what we want for our music. But I think that how it basically got out of control was that when you try to, you know, support your own argument, you know, they kind of take it as that, you know, you're just really against them. But I think it was just how it was set up on how that particular single did so well. I've talked to Ops about this and told him, you know, if another famous artist had it, i.e. Ayu, Kodokumi, whoever, I think that's how fans will overreact. Because that, honestly, and unfortunately, that's the truth. And, you know, I wouldn't say that I would particularly buy only one. It's just because of the money situation, I only buy one. I mean, if, you know, I'll tell you this. If had something promotional, I'll be honest, I'll buy more than one. But, you know, am I going to get offended that, you know, the sales got inflated? No. I mean, hell, I was responsible for it. So I think people have to look into what people say into that. And don't try to, you know, label it right there. And I think the guy who was the, who actually presented that close to the last comment really stirred the pot even more. So, I mean, I won't even want to even comment right now towards that firestorm right now. That seems already bad enough for even anything. And I think people just have to kind of look at it, read the article. Please do, because it's very well written. It has a lot of the truth, you know, into what people are. I mean, it's human nature. And, you know, I can present the one biggest idea to what inflated numbers are. And I tell you, the one thing is that you guys know, as, you know, Americans out there, you guys know American Idol. Now, to be honest, people do get, you know, they get more than, they vote more than once. They jam the phone lines. They have to. So I guess, you know, that sort of ends that, and I'll move on to the next set, which is the Mutimusumi A and B side. So we'll come back.
父ちゃんの腕抱っこされて幸せのまま眠る。
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kuro's White Show, which is DJ Kuro here, and that was the Mute Musume's first single with the Pare Katen Sushi, and the B-side Kuro Sushi, Bikurapon. So yeah, we're gonna lead up to the second rant of tonight. First off. Couple of days ago, Reina got into hot water with Kame on posing to be Koreans in the context, you know, picture wise, looking at it. Yes, it's, you know, sort of offensive, even though, you know, I'm not Korean in any general case, but, you know, it does look offensive, so, you know, it's kind of like looking at the eye test sometimes, and, you know, you just gotta sometimes watch out. You know, in general, how I feel is that primarily is where, you know, you shouldn't offend other races. You know, you should... You don't want to go really, you know, just get down to just totally just dogging them in general. You know, if you read sort of how I guess what I wrote, and it's one thing is that you got to be used to with number one, the aspect of how, you know, I tend to joke around other races, and, you know, I told jokes about it, you know, so I mean, understandably, but the thing is that it's just stereotypical of just certain races that we have, you know, especially in Hawaii, number one, you know. But the thing is that if you can laugh at other people's jokes, you gotta laugh at your own culture, your own race. And I think you have to be more comfortable in what you are. So, you know, hey, I mean, you know, Japanese and Filipinos. Hey, I understand it. I'll tell that joke if Mimi was here, but since Mimi's not here, I'm not gonna do that. Oh, unfortunately. Oh, just too bad Mimi's not here about the Pepsi can joke. Yeah. I guess I'll move on that. Okay, well, I guess kind of working towards it. One thing I guess I'll put out is that you gotta be very, very careful, especially in society today, that people really easily can get offended by what you do. And, you know, any picture that goes out there can easily offend someone. You know, you don't care what it is, it'll just, you know, it has that type of effect. But, you know, I would leave it at that. But, and I really don't want to go put it out there. And, you know, right, you know, what kind of actually really bothered me even more was kind of reading the, our fellow hipsters felt about it. And, he was like, you know, it was wrong of her to do it. At least she took it down. Even though it wasn't immediately, it was taken down. Put out the apology. Both sides did it, you know, perfectly fine. But I think I read something on one of the topics itself that, you know, kind of irritated me slightly. It, you know, I wouldn't, you know, for me, in fact, this is that I think you got to separate what they do out as a celebrity rather than what they do as a, as you know, as a private person. You know, one thing is that how people interpret them through some other media, you know, you gotta watch. I mean, you gotta keep it very that, you know, they understand, they're very well educated. You know, maybe not to the effect of understanding that people do have people other than themselves do really do have, you know, they do have feelings, you know, they do have that type of thing. But I think the one aspect is that you cannot associate what they do as a celebrity than to what they do as a private person. And I think that one comment really installed that fact. But I really didn't want to put it up there to, you know, just to, you know, basically tell them off. Because I think that's not the type of person I'm going to really get at. You know, I would tell them in private that, you know, the whole thing is you can't associate what they use as a mask rather than what they use as a person. You know, you can't really joke around about it. And, you know, I mean, you just think about about a month ago. I mean, you had AKB had a certain aspect, which, you know, they had that small little thing about Akimoto Sayaka basically having the guy over at her apartment, and, you know, all that other good stuff. But, you know, it just was an honest mistake. They just don't know where. They just don't know where the boundaries are, and especially that when they have achieved that status, they have to understand that understanding that people do have that type of limits. They don't have this type of thing where, you know, you can laugh at it. You gotta be very careful out there. And, you know, I'm not going to get out to a point, I guess, to, you know, primarily that people make mistakes. You shouldn't capitalize on them. And I think I would, you know, primarily, you know, I would actually, you know, I could have been really, really beyond asshole just to put another comment like that, all I wrote was that, you know, it's just something that they gotta learn. It was a mistake. You just gotta move on, take your responsibility, and you know, live on to whatever you can do. And she did that, and I think I expect that Reina and Eri do the same. So, you know, nothing really backfires onto what it is. And, you know, you shouldn't really rely on certain things that you see. And especially watch out for anything stereotypical. And the whole point is that if you can give a joke, you got to take a joke. So, you know, that's always the main thing. And, you know, that's primarily how I see it for, you know, everything. Oh, I added with Sayu, but I think the one thing is that they gotta understand that it's just an honest mistake. So can't unfortunately take it back as fast as you can. You just gotta, you know, live with it. So I guess I'll just play one more set before getting on to the final things, I guess. So be right back.
Go.
きだからうなずいたけどお別れしたくないだけどこれ以上迷惑かけないさよならねバイバイララバイ憧れの創始そう愛あの頃が夢みたい負けないこのくらいなんてことはないさよならねバイバイバイバイもう二度と会わないけれど好きすぎて嘘みたい
you
Okay, damn, missed that. yeah, so first thing was Def Diva's Suki Sugite Bakumi Tai, then Mori Musume Shoka and Tu Nogashita Sakana Oikizo. Yeah. Oikizo. Yeah. Oh, well, I only have one other announcement, and here it is. Everyone who is listening in, please congratulate Def for graduating from high school. You know, I would usually say, so, Sugyo omedeto, Def Monkey. It's rough. going to personal hell. you know, hey, high school is just the start. You gotta finish it up. You always gotta finish it up. You know, I think you're going to probably a pretty good college. I assume. so, you know, congratulations, Def, for achieving a very sorry, I've been reading your Facebook. Please, someone write that down. It's like, I've been reading your Facebook, and I'm trying to say my message, and since Def is not listening in, so I gotta like tell him right out the message. I can't one finger type with the other hand. So you know, congrats for achieving that, and hopefully you Oh, that sucks. You know how bad that'd be. But, you know, congratulations. Hopefully you can, learn a little bit more when you get to college. And, you know, and one more other thing is that if you have to do something, you know, and if you have the chance to do it, go travel abroad. And I know you are, I know you're a very good person, so, you know, congrats on that. And all the other people who are going to be graduating, I'll give the other rest in May. and hopefully that she'd be listening in May, so, you know, I can officially give her a congratulations, personally for me, so. So there you go. So, yeah, that's about it. Be back next week with more stuff, and I think I don't know what else is coming up. I guess I'll just say that if Nachi's photo book ever comes out, I swear it's doomed for December. And everyone knows what happens during December, so you know, hopefully people who do manage, I shall go try it out. Because I bailed out last year, so hopefully that will come out. So we'll end it with the usual song with I Wish, and back to the usual JP Hip stuff. So see you guys later.
Nada よりも信じ
その打ち雨も降る、
and when you smile, the whole world